Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. This is Access Astrology, speaking to you about astrology. We are three astrologers, and we get together on the phone, and it goes out on Blog Talk Radio, and there you are in the audience. If you want to talk to us, you can press number one on your phone, and that'll put you in the host queue. So go ahead and press number one if you have a question or comment. And I am Mark Waltz, speaking to you from New York City, and I'm joined by...
Ann Ortley over here on the Upper East Side at my bright red desk. And
good.
Heather.
And this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Minnesota, where it's getting cold, hasn't snowed yet. We got our fingers crossed. The number to call in if you're not on the computer and don't have it in front of you is 347-215-8881. So we look forward to hearing your questions in a bit. First, we're going to talk about the evening and answer a few questions that have come in by email. Mark?
Okay. So, here we are. We've got rockets blowing up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to solve that one. And what else do we have going on? We made it through the eclipses.
Mm-hmm.
And probably a lot of our listeners are able to see some of that eclipse action.
Mm-hmm. I was able to see it, and I went out and watched it set over the highway in over the highway in Niagara Falls. It had a nice little
That's
chunk
great.
On the top of it. It was very cool. Yeah.
Mm.
Did you guys see it?
I wasn't able to. No.
No, Heather.
The eclipse.
Uh huh.
Yeah, the eclipse.
Yeah, I saw it out of the corner of my eye.
Eclipse.
I was driving out in the half light. I didn't have lenses to see it through, but out of the corner of my eye, I could see it very clearly. It was an interesting energy, that eclipse, and the impact has been pretty intense.
Yes, it definitely has. And right behind it was the Venus-Sun conjunction, right
mm-hmm.
at the same degree. And in a
mm-hmm.
week or two, we're
mm-hmm.
going to have Mars returning back to a station point, which was also on the eclipse degree. So if you think about
yeah.
it, we had all those personal planets, Sun, Moon, Venus,
mm-hmm.
Mercury, and Pallas Athena's there. And then they're all tied to the
mm-hmm.
nodes of destiny, and they're all aligned with Earth. So there's a lot of energy kind of flying at us and starting new cycles.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it to be very exciting myself. I figured out some really
important wonderful
stuff.
Energy to it. And mm-hmm. I was thinking of the boy who shot his cousins in the dining room and whose grandfather had been chief of the tribe up in north of Seattle last week on Friday, right afterwards. And I wondered if, you know, with a new moon in Scorpio, if some issue around jealousy had triggered his, you know, and territoriality, because it was two of his cousins as well as a few other people that he killed in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And this
yeah.
is someone who's considered positive and an upbeat kind of kid, so we don't know yet what has happened there. But it's a pretty powerful combination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was definitely a big kind of a, you know, reality shaking a little.
And Uranus is back at that degree that squares the Americans, the Sun of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Back at 13 Aries, in the midst of this.
In the midst of all this excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of fun. So, and also Mars.
Personally, how are you hearing about it in people's lives? I mean, for the majority, I'm hearing actually some really healthy and good endings and beginnings, and new information coming back. A couple of people who felt it directly have had real shocks to their system. But the majority of people just seem to be doing some healthy sorting at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's true. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of opportunity going on.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, you know, for any of us who are willing to let go of something, the opportunity is there. It'll just go.
Yeah, I think it definitely is. You know, how are we gonna do it? You know, what are we gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, there's a lot of energy in terms of new choices too, because it's a new moon eclipse, and it was a new
mm-hmm.
conjunction
mm-hmm.
of Sun and Venus starting a new 8-year cycle for them. And the eclipse
mm-hmm.
actually is one of joy, according to Bernadette Prady's book, Predictive Astrology, the Eagle and the Lark. She's like, this is a fun eclipse. Go have fun. You know, take a risk. Go for it. Give yourself a whole new thing. And it was kind of an interesting process of understanding
mm-hmm.
this energy, because it really is pretty complicated. And it's all answering to out of bounds Mars. All those Scorpio
mm-hmm.
planets. So last week it was out of bounds in Sagittarius. And this week on Sunday, Mars went into Capricorn. So it's out of bounds answering to an exalted Mars. So there's a lot of energy really pushing and pulling us to make choices and to move forward. And also Saturn cleared his station degree of March, 2331.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're in new territory for Saturn. So the universe is Saturn saying to us, okay, what are you going to do? Pick it up. Let's figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of energy around moving forward, I think, for folks. And that, I think, is helpful, because it's been, you know, a lot of times when there's that much water in the sky, you feel very sloggy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
Mars has gone into Capricorn, though. And
mm-hmm.
I'm worried about its approach to Pluto. It's a very amazingly competent combination. Two of Mars in its exalted place coming to conjunct Pluto, very powerful, and also very manipulative. So
mm-hmm.
it's wonderful to use to achieve anything that we want to achieve. It's good, just do it energy. I would say Mars in Capricorn wants to say, just do it, or just let me just make you do it. It also can add to that intensity of determination of unbalanced people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just am keeping an eye on that Mars-Pluto. And we often see, when we see Mars and Pluto conjunct, especially since Pluto's been in Capricorn, is major political shifts where someone really pushes their agenda forward, either militarily or politically.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say we really need to take our space, and, you know, if we're pushing forward for peace or for a good candidate or for something positive, it's important to use that Mars-Pluto conjunction to make it so and fill up that momentum with positive goals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I think the focus can really, really go quickly because of all this energy that's
mm-hmm.
beginning new cycles. It's very
mm-hmm.
fast. And, of course, all the planets aspect Neptune. All the early Scorpio planets are going to have a trine to Neptune about
mm-hmm.
talking to you about what
mm-hmm.
your dreams are. There's a lot of energy
mm-hmm.
in terms of inviting us to try a whole new thing. So,
yep.
Kind of cool, actually. I'm looking forward to it.
It is.
Yeah, hopefully the whole planet will pick up on that.
Right.
Wouldn't
that be nice? Neptune trining Pallas Athena tonight. We speak up for truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of truth, we got an email from one of our long-term listeners, and we dealt with her about some problems around honesty and her husband, I believe, about 2011. That was been three or four years. So tonight, her December 26th, 1976, at 8:54 p.m.
Wait, let me put it in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
December 26th,
mm-hmm.
1976.
Yep, at 8:54 p.m. in
mm-hmm.
Newburgh, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a massage therapist and was working at a salon or spa. And, you know, as is innocent and, you know, Mars in Sagittarius, naive, I think, in a positive way. And a client threw a fit and accused her, got hysterical at the end of the session and said she had stolen an expensive watch. and she hasn't, and there's been all kinds of legal fallout. That's, you know, she's gotten a lawyer, she's doing all the right things, and but it's, you know, it's her reputation on the line, and she's heard some rumors about the person having financial issues herself. But here is who, right, has had some serious financial issues. And she has Neptune retrograde. I mean, Neptune is retrograde now, and it's in her seventh house of partnership and working things out, which it can also be the person who accuses you. I often see something happening in the seventh house. And her Pluto in the second house of material resources is at 14 Libra. So Pluto is squaring it and Uranus is opposing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see where she's feeling like she could lose things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing that happening. I think that it's a really important place for her. Saturn's at the bottom of the chart. I think she's really got some deep roots here and really just needs to hold her ground. And this is a case of not going on the attack, but really holding her ground. What do you see, Anne? And
well, when you said that to me, I thought, well, let me just see who stole the watch, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I just cast a horary chart for it. And horary is a kind of predictive technique where we cast a chart for when you hear the question and you go, okay, this is the first time I heard the question, who stole the watch? So the chart
mm-hmm.
says the matter's already been resolved, that whatever it was, the rising sign is 28 Cancer. So I don't, if she hasn't been fired yet, I don't think she's going to be fired. But
mm-hmm.
I do think it is, you know, in terms of who stole the watch, watch is in the, you know, it's Jupiter, the sun rules that third house, and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The second house of valuable items, and it's in the, it's joined to Venus, and Venus rules the fourth house as well as the part of fortune of the chart. So
mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
I think whoever stole the watch, I hate to say it's probably the client, but it looks like it was the client. But I don't think it's going to affect whether she loses her job or not. I think
mm-hmm.
she'll be fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be fine.
Excellent.
Yeah. Moon separating from the sextile to Saturn. And the matter's already been decided, so she didn't get fired yet. You know, she's not getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what that was my feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a
Mark,
what do you see?
I actually saw that question by email
mm-hmm.
a few days ago, and so I looked up the chart for the time that the woman got upset about her watch being missing, and that was a very interesting chart because
it
at 7 o'clock the moon was just leaving, I guess it was Leo, it was at 29 degrees and 56 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So by 7:08, it had moved into, I think it moved into Virgo. And it's an interesting moment when the moon has got the last little bit of energy from the sign that it's leaving. It's void, of course. And until it enters the next sign, nothing comes of the matter. And so she started making all her noise at a time when the moon was just drifting out of the last little bit of that sign. And then it got very busy right away upon entering Virgo. It was going to have quite a long story on its way through Virgo. But my sense for all of that was that really she doesn't need to worry about the situation. Just stay steady, stay on course, know who she is, stay centered in her own knowledge that she's an honest person. And it's going to be a long and ongoing story for this client, but it's her own story. And so it'll take her on a journey, and it's, you know, for the massage therapist, she can just let her client go on that journey. That's her journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because her the massage therapist's chart, rising sign is 28 Leo, if I've got the right time. Heather, am I wrong yet, right on that?
Which
yes,
is
you when are. The that was when the moon shifted. So the moon's in her first
mm-hmm.
house, massage therapist's first house. So the matter goes with her, meaning
right.
goes
mm-hmm.
in her favor. So, and it's interesting because
mm-hmm.
she's got a 28 Leo rising. So the woman accusing her, but the moon also in the first house says, you know, you're pretty protected on this.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I feel too. I just
yeah.
know how scary it can be.
It's
but
very
I say,
scary.
Hold your ground.
Mm-hmm.
Hold your ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't do anything wrong.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. We can move on. I just wanted to give her that,
mm-hmm.
give some respect to that question.
Sounds
good.
Like a plan.
Okay, we've got okay. a lot of people on the phone, a couple of people with their hands raised.
Okay. Do you want to run it, Heather?
Okay. Hello, 505, you're on the line.
Okay. Is that me?
Yes.
Yep, that's you.
How can we help you?
Hi there. My birthday is 11054.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is it again?
January 10th,
uh-huh.
1954. That's 5-4.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
At 6:16 a.m. in Oceanside, Long Island, New York.
Okay. And what's your question?
I've just broken 3 ribs on Friday.
I thought it was you, Robin.
Oh.
Hi.
I'm feeling quite well, but it's quite a jar.
Yeah.
It's quite a jarring experience, and I'm looking to hear what's it all about from what you know.
So on Friday,
there's been a
like
lot of,
2 days ago, you,
what time?
You broke apart.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly, the 24th at about
and
11.
And interestingly, same sun-moon combination as the last person we were speaking about.
Yeah.
Aha, I missed part of that. I missed most of that,
that's
actually.
Okay.
I just got on.
That's okay. We just...
I could listen to it again, though.
No, it wouldn't really be relevant.
No.
It was very specific to her chart.
It's just that we,
very
you
different.
Know, you were pulling...
So
it was on
Mars
Friday...
Mars is coming across your ascendant. Mm-hmm.
Friday the 24th?
Yes, at about 11 Mountain Time.
11 a.m.? Okay.
Yes.
And you're not living in New York anymore, I guess. Where are you living
now?
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm in Mountain Time. I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Santa Fe, okay, cool. Well, Mars was on your progressed mid, well, in your natal chart, Mars is on your progressed midheaven to the minute. So it definitely
to
was
the
a
minute?
Attack. To the minute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like 28, your midheaven is 28, Mars is right on that top of that baby. So whenever we
mm-hmm.
see Mars, we go, danger, danger, here's coming something. Not necessarily, you know, it doesn't always have to be falling and breaking ribs, but Uranus mm-hmm. is, of course, in Aries, in the third house. So were you on a bike or were you on something
that was
moving?
I was on foot.
On
foot, okay. I was on foot and interestingly enough, it was in regards to a dog altercation.
Mm-hmm.
Which
a DOG.
There is a theme
like,
of that. Pardon? Dog, like, pardon? What did you question?
There's a dog involved? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's two dogs involved.
Okay.
And I, and previous trauma around dogs for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was it the same dog?
It was not the same dog.
Good.
Okay.
But my dog was, actually, I guess, aggressive. And it was the
mm-hmm.
sounds of all the dogs and the people screaming because it was a little poodle and my 50-pound
mm-hmm.
dog. And
mm-hmm.
they were both on leashes and they didn't know each other and it got too everyone got too close and friendly too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it ended up being quite a jarring. I really zoned out. When I fell, I lost my breath and was knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
My elbow went into my ribs sideways, and
right.
that's what broke my ribs.
Wow.
Mm.
Well,
so,
interestingly,
your
progressed moon in
yeah.
Gemini is opposite
mm-hmm.
that Neptune midheaven. You know, it's in the sixth house of pets. And it's
and
in Gemini,
Jupiter,
which is
in Gemini lungs.
Yes, yeah. Jupiter in Gemini lungs, but also the moon opposite the Mars is Gemini. There was a fight between siblings, literally only Gemini in the sixth house is dogs. You know, it's the pet house. They weren't siblings, but they were rivals.
And progressed
so Mars
opposite.
Yeah, Mars opposite.
And progressed Mars opposite her Jupiter from the house of large animals to the house of small animals.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it was definitely clearing something. Did you have the accident when you were 16 with the first time with the problem with the pets? 16, 17?
That's a really good question. I'll look at that. Mm-hmm. No,
okay.
I didn't have 16, no. No, but I'm really trying to understand if there's something that I'm not seeing that happened in my past that I'm not looking at. And that this keeps smacking me in the face. And I wonder what this, you know, and I feel like there is something old like that.
Mm-hmm. Something really old around, an old trauma when you were 16, 17.
Exactly. I don't know. So you say it's around 16, my 16th
year,
huh?
Your progressed Mars is 16 and it's opposite your Jupiter at 17 Gemini. And Jupiter's gone direct in, you know, in your lifetime, so it's sitting right on your Jupiter. And you have... The ruler of the lungs is Jupiter, because traditional rulers is Pisces. And then we have the Sag ruler, which is the 12th house of undoing. So you kind of had a little run-in, you know, you undid yourself, not on purpose, but it's popping something. It's also trying to the vertex in the 8th house, so it's bringing up issues of mortality. And your transiting Jupiter that day was right on solar arc Jupiter. So it was a Jupiter, it's a teaching, think of it as a teaching experience. What did you learn?
I do. What did I learn?
Mm-hmm.
What have I learned?
Mm-hmm.
Of course that I'm vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be over in a New York minute.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
but I'm grateful to be very, very strong.
Right. And...
Right.
Finding healthy ways of setting boundaries. It seems like your dog's aggression was unproductive here. But, you know, it's very natural considering what he's been through. I know that the dog has been attacked before when he was quite innocent. And so there may be something about, looking at those mirrored defenses. Can you... Make you know, and feeling solid underneath you, it feels like so important that you stay grounded during this time.
Mm-hmm.
And in the years ahead, just really staying grounded. Drop chi. There might be some form of gentle martial arts, a positive use of Mars, that as Mars moves into a sextile, because Pluto is sextiling your Mars now. So it feels like there's so much around the history, especially related to the father side of the family with the Jupiter-Mars conjunction in the 10th. Of what, how do you take care of yourself and defend yourself without unproductive defenses like your dog mirrored to you, but really, you know, have healthy ones. And that's what I'm thinking, a good... positive, gentle martial arts like Aikido, which is all about dropping your chi down and really feeling grounded and being hard to unseat, would be a good way of using and helpful to handle the aspects that are coming up.
And actually,
you'll
be able to work very well with that because you'll appreciate the sense of focus.
Mm-hmm.
You'll immediately be focused, and you won't be shaken off of your focus. Sounds like that was part of the story this time, is that you lost your focus, and then the whole thing just came apart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my problem now, though, is that I cannot use my core, and so it's almost like it's such an interesting problem of structure. I can walk. Fine, but getting up from bed, getting down, there's a core issue here because it's those are the ribs that got hit.
And
which
you
decide
to wait until those ribs heal.
Which side? Which ribs?
Left.
Right or left?
and
left.
The left, and it mm-hmm. was 6, 7, and 8.
Okay.
And so it's right by my diaphragm and deep breathing.
Right. Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
and I wonder, you know, what I need to do in this healing time, except for take care of myself, of course.
Yeah, it's interesting when these things happen. Often, we find what will end up being a temporary physical limitation. So you feel limited in how you can use your core, but you're going to get past that because the ribs heal. So you know it's
That's
a special time. And often when that happens, what we're invited to do is look at what is the mental correspondent to that. Because that's not damaged, and you have to use that then, and in the long run, it makes you mentally focused and centered, and you find your mental center, because you have to, since the physical one is out of commission for a little while, so it actually strengthens the mental version, and then they both get on track in a few months, you know.
Yeah, it does look like it's going to be a couple months, too, because the progressed moon's only
mm-hmm.
at 27 Gemini. So it's coming to square your moon in Pisces at 29. So it's going to take you a couple months for this to get better.
It's going to take like 2 or 3 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. But it also,
and
you know,
with
when I was looking
aspects,
at the chart,
you know, mm-hmm. supporting your system with high mineral, lots and lots of minerals as you support, you know, you just give your body all the nutrients it could possibly need to heal.
Yeah, right. I'm doing that. Yes,
and
wonderful.
I'll send you, when I broke my foot, one of my friends sent me a bone growth recipe that he used when he had surgery. And it worked really well with my foot. So I'll forward it to Heather because she knows who you are and she can send it along to you.
Well,
it really worked
so
well. Yeah. The other thing I noticed in this, Robin, is that your sun, moon, and rising sign are all female. Right, which makes the feminine sensibility much more open. You know, the blend, quote unquote, should be 2 female, 1 male. But because you're super female on this, and the ruler of your Capricorn planets is in a female sign, and the ruler of your moon, traditional ruler and natural, are both in air. So there's an interesting conundrum with the moon in the third in the house of the lungs, answering to the air male planets. And, of course, the aggression mm-hmm. that was experienced kind of as an attack. And you have that Saturn-Mars conjunction in your 10th house, which says, you know, I don't like aggression, you know. And
mm-hmm.
here the dogs were fighting, bringing you into the aggression and making you feel vulnerable. And I just keep noticing that Jupiter in the 8th. And Jupiter in the 6th house is, you know, in Gemini, not a fabulous placement. You know, it has a placement for sibling rivalry. It does have a placement for issues with the lungs, like you have now. But Jupiter's now in the 8th house asking you to look at your vulnerability. And so maybe the ribs are going to remind you, I'm vulnerable, for you to go, okay, how do I work with that vulnerability in a different way?
Because mm-hmm.
I know when I broke my foot, you know, I was out for 2 months with the foot in the air, and it was very much an awareness of, when the body's limited, like you said, it can change in an instant. And you mm-hmm. you realize a different level of awareness of safety and space and how it relates. So I think that's part of it, too. And as a Pisces moon, so sensitive energetically. So really being kind and nurturing yourself on this is important, mm-hmm. I think, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do, too.
Yeah. So I'll send you the broke grown stuff through Heather, and she can pass it on to you.
Thank you so much, gang.
Wonderful.
You're welcome.
Good luck, honey.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Don't make me laugh.
Good.
Yeah,
I know that hurts, right? All right. And the Block Talk lady said a minute. We have to hang up now.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Bye.
Have
thanks.
A wonderful Halloween to all of you out
That's
there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, remember,
you
Halloween, you can talk to your dead relatives. It's a good time to have a confab mm-hmm. if you need one. Yeah. And my name is Ann Ortley. I'm signing off from the Upper East Side of my bright red desk.
Heather Rowan Robbins from Minnesota. Thanks, you.
And Mark Waltz from New York City.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And we'll see you all next
week. Take care. Have a good week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Now. Bye.